Well, Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, the fourth word on the line, Atbash. Yesterday we went through we were darshing out the whole Aleph Beis in the order that the Aleph Beis is written in and the formation of the letters. Today we're just going to finish off the Sugya, where they're going to go through different other types of Aleph Beis. We know the order of the Aleph Beis, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet Hey. But there's other ways to learn the order of the Aleph Beis. One of them is Achbash, meaning the Aleph and the Taf, Beit, Shin, Gimel, Reish, you go on accordingly. Achbash is used, for example, in Yirmiyah, in different places, you have what's called Melech Sheshach. Melech Sheshach is written in Rashi in a few places, says this is Achbash. Who could tell me who Melech Sheshach is in Achbash? Okay. Melech Bovel, right? Sheshach Shin is Beit, Kaf Lamed. So I guess there must have been reasons why Yirmiyah did not want to write explicitly Melech Bovel, especially in some of his prophecies. So he utilized the Atbash. Atbash is fine. You find it about term, quite a number of places to write the Atbash. It's a valid way of switching around the letters, that you can have letters that switch around. It's called Atbash. So Atbash. Now we're going to just darshan out a drasha based on the Aleph Beit Shin Beit Aleph Tav Beit Shin way of reading the Aleph Beit. Ottis me they despised. It's Avalo. I'm going to love him. I'm talking about Rishonim over here. The Aleph Tav you have over there. Ottis I should desire him. Bash is below. Cheshek, they didn't have any desire in me. Shemi Yecholov, I should have my name rest on them. Gimel Reish, Kufo Time, he was metame his body. Avachim Alav, there's the Reish, I should have mercy on him. Dalet Kuf, Dalotay Na'al, they slammed the doors on me. Karnav, Lo, Egadea, I should not cut him down in his glory, or in his horns, which means glory. Is it Rashi over here? Vashi. Etavolo. Bitmiya, v'chein b'kulam. All these are bitmiya. Others don't learn this is bitmiya. It's talking about when the Rishonim do various effects. We'll start from the beginning. Otta, etavolo. Even though he despised me, I still desire him. V'lo chashek, he didn't desire me, but shemiya chalalav. Can be read both ways. Rashi is learning as a bitmiya that these Rishoyim, they despised me and they went away from me. I'm not going to help them either. Ad kan midat Rishoyim. That's the way that we read the Atbash in the midat of the Rishoyim, going on Rishoyim. About midat tzadikim, Atbash, you can read it a different way. Im ata bosh, there's the Aleph Tav and the Beit Shin, you can see it there. If you are going to be embarrassed, busha, meaning you're not going to do a verod, you're going to have Yir Shemayim. Gimel Reish Dalet Kuf. Again, these are... Now, normally, Atbash, we just switch the letters around. We're just darshaning the Aleph Beis according to the Atbash. Im Atasach Kein. If you do so, meaning you have Yir Shemayim, you have Busha. Gur Bidok. You will live, you will dwell Bidok. Rashi says, Im Atabosh. If you don't sin, gur bedok, nafshechet yetzvora tachet kisei bedok shemayim. Bedok is another word for shemayim. You'll be a shemayim person. Hey tzadi vav fei. The hey, the marshal says, can be also used as a chet, and a chet, a hey over here. Meaning we can really take this atbash very far in terms of reading the letters. Chatzitza havi beinecho liah. There will be a chitza between you and Hashem. There will be the vav, the marshal sticks in, from anger. Well, anger. There will be mechitz between you and anger. Zayin ayin. Chet samech. Tet nun. Again, we're going to see the chet and the hey are going to be interchangeable. The ein atam is dazeya. You don't have to worry or be afraid. We go backward and have fear. Min ha satan. How do you get satan? So the Zion ayin is zazeya. The ket becomes a hey. The samet becomes a sin. Tough note. There's the darshan over here. Yam kol. That's the next part of the Atbash. Omish Sarshal Gehenim. The Sarshal Gehenim says, let's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbonus Olam. Liam Kol, Liam Vashi. Back up on Vashi over here. Liam Kol, Gehenim Kori Yam. Gehenim is also called a sea. Called Yam Kol. Latisha Rov Hochim Sham. We've got a lot go through it. And we'll leave these drushes for another time to look into it. He says, Yam Kol, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's going to be a conversation going on between Hashem and the Son. Now, this is getting very esoterical, but it's just showing how far you can take letters, and there's a lot of depth. There's another way besides Atbash that you could switch around the otiot when you're learning letters, is the Aleph can be switched every 8 letters. The Aleph, Chet Samech, the Beit Tet Ayin, the Gimel Yud Sei. These are valid ways of learning Gematria and switching around letters. When I think of this, there's a famous word of the Chasam Sofer when the brothers spoke to Yosef. And Yosef says to him, look, I'm speaking Lashon HaKodesh. And he asked the question, you know, that the whole thing over there, Paro, if you could speak to Paro only, if you speak the 70 languages of the world, they had 70 steps going up to Paro. And when Yosef was taught all 70 languages, when he got to the top step, he spoke to Paro in Lashon HaKodesh. And Paro couldn't answer him. So he made him make a Shavua. Don't tell anyone that you know one more language than me. This is a Medrash that's brought down. So they asked the question, why couldn't Paro go to Opan? Go learn Opan. Everybody learns Ivrit. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, Ivrit and Lashon HaKodesh is miles apart. Lashon HaKodesh, there's a certain sight of the Shmaya that you have to have when you're speaking, that the brothers could ask you one thing. They're talking in Atbash, or they're talking in Achas. They're switching letters around, and you have to have that. There's a certain way of speaking Lashon HaKodesh. It's so deep that you could switch letters around that you might think it's one thing, but it's a totally another word over here. The Aleph, the Chet, and the Samet can be switched around, and all these. So here's a conversation not based on switching the letters around, but on the order of the Aleph base. There's also another way. These can be conversations, deep secrets of the Torah. Of course, a lot of times secrets of the Torah are clothed in veiled in secrecy. They're brought out in ways like over here, but there's a lot of depth. How do you read it? Ani chasaleim. The Gehenim says, I want everybody to go through Gehenim, including the Jews. Hashem says, Ani, there's the Aleph, Chet Samech, Ani chasaleim. Minateshit, ba'atu b'kif, because they batu, they kick. There's the Beit Ayin Tet in gif. What is gif? Rashi says, gif is b'niuf. They're not involved in niuf. Over here. I desire them. So the Taf Chav Tzadi, Dakimheim, they are pure. Kanimheim, they are very upstanding. Tzadikimheim, there's Tzadikim over here, you can't have him. Hey Lamed Kuf, the next part of the this type of reading, the Aleph Beis, Ein Lecha Chelek Behem, and you have no Chelek in them. Again, the Hey and the Chet can be interchanged. And the Mem, Reish, Zion, Nun, Shin, Taf, Omek Gehenim of Nei Ravona Cholam. Mari is an enemy Mizari Shal Sheikh. Feed me from the descendants of Sheikh. He's asking again from Hashem, please give me the neshamot of Klal Yisrael. Omelei, and Hashem answers him back. Another way of learning the Aleph Beis, instead of Atbash and Achas, is Aleph Lamed Beit Mem, meaning you start with the Aleph and then you. The Aleph is interchangeable with the middle letter of the Aleph Beis, meaning you have two parallel learning Aleph Beis, from starting from Aleph going down to Lamed, and from Lamed going down to Tav. So the Aleph and the Lamed are interchangeable, again, in Gematria, and it's a valid way to darshan the Torah in Drusha, Remez, and in Sod. Aleph Lamed, Beit Mem, Gimel Nun, Dalet Samech. The Heichan Olichem, where are these people going, the Jews? Lagan Hadas, which Rashi says, Dalet Chav Tzadi, Notrikin, Dekanin, Kanin, Dakin, Kanin, Tzadikin, Ein Lacha Gehenim Chalek Behem, Mem Reish Zayin Nun, Shat, over here. And Hashem says to them, Alichim Lekan Hadas. Aleph Lamed Beit Met. Amen Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yeh Lecha Chelek Bem. You have no shlita, no chelek in Klal Yisrael. Gan Das. Amen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alichim Lekan Hadas. That's Gan Eden. Over here. Hey Ayin Vav Tzei. Amen Gehenem Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vavonu Sholam. Ayif Anachi. I'm tired. And when you're tired, the Marshal says, you're hungry over here. He wants Neshama to fill him up. Ayin Hey Vav. Above say in Rashi, hey Ayin, and in the after off, I'm very hungry. Zayin chet kuf haluzos shel Yitzchak, but these are the descendants of Yitzchak. Tuf reish yud shin chaf tuf tari yeshli tari tuf reish yeshli kito shel olti kachavim shani notem lacha. If you're hungry, I'll give you many groups of goyim. Zayin Chet Kuf. There you get the Zayin Chet. The name of Yitzchak is over here. Heim Velo Etchem Lecha. You don't have anything on them. Well, that's one tough race. Yesh Chat. Shomer Li V'Ham Tim Yesh Li Kitot Acherot. Wait, I'll bring you other neshamot. Okay, we'll be darshaning on. It's esoterical, but there are valid ways of learning the Torah through different combinations of the Aleph Beit. Mishnah. Hakotev Shtei Otiyot Behelem Echad Chayev. If you write two letters in one, forgetting that it was Shabbos, you'll be Chayev. Of course, as we explained the other day, there are letters that you wanted to write, not the Shem Mishmul. Your two letters is the what you have to write. Chatov, the Oth, the Sam, the Sikra, the Komas, or the Kantanton. If you write, and these are different types of ink, black ink, red inks, all different types of common ink that were used in those days, or the Chol Davar Shehu Roshim, or in anything that leaves a Roshim, these are all the halakhas of Ketiva now in the Lamaset Malacha. If you write with ink or anything that leaves a Roshim, Al Shnei Kotli Zavir, if you write on two corners in the house, meaning on one wall here, one wall there, but they're next to each other, that the words, even though they're a separate word, walls, but the letters are seen next to each other, and you could notice that they're together. They are shnei luchei pinchas, or if you have a notebook, and you have two pages open, a ledger, and you write on one page here and the other page here, even though they're on two separate pages, they nagim zeim zeh, but you could glance at them, read them, this one with this one, meaning on the two sides. Well, you can notice that they're together, even though there are two different pages or two different walls. Chayav.
All languages?
What?
All languages.
Anything that's meaningful. Even signs. You can make like smiley faces if it has meaning, intrinsic meaning to it. That would be Ketiva. Rashi, Akol Shnei Kotei Zaviyot. Echad Mizrach Vechad Tzfon. It's Mizrach Tzfon, not Throne Tzfon, but east and west. There are smuchad zulas over mikto. They're attached to each other in the corner over there in the middle. That will be when you're chayev. Ashnei luchei pinchas shel chan v'nim. Ke'en otam shel sochrim. They're like the ones of sochrim. I'm not exactly sure how the old time pinchas are a little different than we have now. As Rashi says, sheish lehem luchim arbe chakukim v'tochim v'shava. Not exactly sure what these pinchasim were. Al shnei luchei pinchas, v'vuta shmi'inan. It's coming to tell us an extra chiddush over here. Ki afal gav talav aluach echad, even though it's not on the same ledger, the same page, eh? Im nagi v'nikrim zeh, but if you can notice and see that you can read them as one, shekatuvim al shnei, they're luchim, they're written on two parts of the page, smuchim zeh lezeh, chayev. And all these things. If you could read the two letters together, you're going to be chayev.
Why is it should be on one page?
Well, no, for sure, if it's on one page, even though they're on two pages, you're also going to be chayev. That's the extra. Rashi starts off with vutash, I'm letting you know the chiddush. If it's on one page and they're together, for sure you're going to be chayev.
More like the Beit
HaMikdash
when it's on two pages.
Huh?
More like the Beit
HaMikdash. Yeah, but that's the chiddush. On one page, for sure, you're going to be chayev.
Kiddushin, if it's two separate pages, you're going to be, I hear what you're saying.
Hakotev al besaro, if he writes on his arm or in his, anywhere on his body, chayev. And the Rambam writes over here, because really your skin is just like a cloth. What's the chiddush over here? It's when I write on my skin, naturally throughout the days, my sweat, the oils, my skin can even shed after some time. And you might think it's not permanent, but the Rambam writes straight out, your flesh is like cloth, and the fact that you sweat it off would just be like erasing it. So your writing on one's skin is something of permanent nature, and you'd be chayev. I'm sorry, all this sorrow. If he scratches whatever he wants onto his flesh, he says that's an issur d'oraisa, even though it's not with ink, but it's something that has some lasting effect. The chamim potim, and they're going to part. We'll see all these in the Gemara as we go on. Katav b'mashkim, if you write with mashkim, the mei peirot, with fruit water, rain water, fruit water. The avak drachim, in the dirt on the ground, these are all things that don't have kiyum, they don't last. The avak hasofen, this is, I guess, dried part of ink that's crumbly that you have near that you could form letters with it, but it's not permanent. Ubechol tov she'eino mitkayim pata. Anything that's not going to last, you're pata. Hakotigal besarov, dial with ink. The misari, the miktav, or the seed. Whether you write it with a utensil or with lime, right? In the Ein Yaakov shir we had on Friday night, in order to remove the hair from the body, they put lime on the body. So I guess if you put lime, it would leave a burn mark, a red mark on a person. The mashkim kamo mei tutim shemashkirim, like strawberry juice, which is dark, but it's still not a kium on it.
Tut is mulberry.
Mulberry. Okay. I don't know what mulberry is. Okay. Some kind of berry over here. Or the may peyros, kol peyros, any peyros, ava drachin, betit, in the teeth on the ground, the lushanaka, the ava drachin, the etzvo, sorry, kamo, otio, the alpha nagel. You have dry dust over there, you write your finger in it, that would be putter of al usa. So if you make something in like the ground, you draw letters over there, in the dirt of the ground, it will be putter of al usa. Avaka sofim, afario shel ketzet sofer, the leftovers of sofers. There's an interesting Yushami over here that brings down. He brings down that there were spies in the Medina that would write in a certain ink that you could not see when they wrote in it, and they would pass the secret messages along, and the other person on the other side was able to apply some kind of lotion on that page, and the words would come out. And the Yishami wants to know, is invisible ink, back in those days, are you chayv on it or not? Right? The person wrote it, but you can't see it. So it has a, what's the din on that? And the Yishami is bothered by it. He doesn't know it. When you write in invisible ink, are you going to be chayv or not? Is that called something that's chayv or not chayv? He says when the person puts the other material on it, and now the words appear, he says, for sure, you had an issur d'oraisa of ketiva going on, and Yishami doesn't explain who got the issur d'oraisa. So it's a difficult Yishami, and we need this Yishami, because today there's a lot of applications to this. You have these thermometers, right there, they're like on a little strip over here, and they have the temperatures on it, and you just put it on the forehead of the person, and according to the heat, that heat would cause the number to appear. So invisible ink is a question. And now what about these thermometers? What did you do? It's like the guy who applied some kind of liquid onto that page and the words came out. According to Yishami, it could be that he's the one who's chayv for ketiva. So if I put this thermometer on someone and just the words appear that are already written there and I couldn't see it, it could be a suffix of ketiva. Which brings us into a major problem. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's very little written on. It's like two sifin within a big sif. It's in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Mem. It's a whole bunch of last-minute malachot that the Mechaber starts writing on. He has like two little things in Ketiva. It doesn't go into the Mishnah Brewer. Is that like, he brings down all these gemaras. Question is today, pictures, developing, all these things, they should be under the issur of Ketiva. No question about it.
What are you usher on them? I take a picture, and it's leaving an impression on film. We're dealing with a regular film camera. Am I over? Am I over, Kativa? What did I do? Again, now that we have this Yushami, that there's a concept of invisible ink, of putting something, an impression, even though you can't see it now, you can't read it, it's a, the Yushami is a suffix. Is misupik if you're going to be over? This is the question of pictures, taking of pictures on Shabbos, which, again, taking a step further, that would be a picture with a regular camera and film. When you are making exposure on the film and you're doing something on the film, I could say that's very much like the Yushami over here. For sure, I'm doing something wrong. What about digital cameras? Now, I'm not so sure how the digital cameras work, but I don't think there's impressions going on. It's all electronical impulses going on with the digital cameras. Are you over? Okay, forget about the electricity issue over here. Are you over, Kativa, with the digital camera? Computers now, word processors. When I take the word and I write it into the computer, is it over here? The Mishnah let us know, in the first case, that anything that is of kiyum, that makes a roshim, you're chayv. If there's no kiyum on it, you're potter over here. Where do these words go? Now, I don't understand so well how they think, but Joel yesterday was trying to ask, try and get a picture. He says everything goes in zero ones on hard disks. He says, but on other things, if you're putting on other disks, there's little impressions going on in it, or plus minuses, things closing or not. How far do we take the issur of Kativa? Is it applied? Is this stuff called Kativa not? Is this called something that's anal mekayim or yesh mekayim? Computers. You know where most of us don't have computers, there's a bigger problem with computers than just writing, it's turning it on. My job is using a chashmal. We hold that chashmal is an absolute issur, even though it's not a simple sukkah within itself. What's the issur of chashmal? But let's say you're going to the Kotel on Shabbos, but who's on? Okay. I don't know, maybe when you're using it, you're using more electricity. Okay. You're walking to a Kotel, you're walking in a public building, and you walk by and you see the video camera coming down and videoing so the security guards can see who's going in or not. And it's Shabbos. Are you allowed to go in or not? These are all shilas in the sugya of Kotel. Again, if you walk by it, okay, it's Mamela, but again, there is some image coming in. Is this called a Roshim? Is it called something that's Mekayim, Einu Mekayim? We're just touching the surface over here of the issues that modern-day poskim have to deal with in the from this Mishnah. This is where all this material is coming out from. What is called Einu Mekayim? What is called a Roshim? There's a lot of things in the story. In with these, there's other things, there's Mela, there's Tzorix, all different types of things going on. This is the Sugi, the modern day Sugi of Kativa. Okay. Right there. Liacha Yado. Anybody have a pen here? Liacha Yado would be like this. If I pick up the pen like that, and I go like this, I write like that. That's Liacha Yado. Okay, instead of kliyati, you did it on the back of your, if you wrote li'achi yado, in a way that no one writes. We already had in the Mishnah earlier, the difference between right and left. Right? Right and left, we said, yachai, that's derek ketiva, because people can write the right and the left. But in a way like that, for sure, is not derek ketiva, at least it brings it down to a midir abonim. Still usher. The Raglo, if he could write with his foot, the thief, unless, of course, there are some people that are paralyzed and the only way they can write is with their mouth, that could probably be their fever for that type of person. But for an average person to write with their mouth, Derek, what? I don't know. For him, it could be Derek. If he's bottle tight in the cholion, I don't know. These are just shilas to
the only way they can stay in touch.
So the question is, does that now become Derek Kativa? For me and you to write that way, that's for sure. If you do it on Shabbos, you won't be able to write that. But since this person now writes that way, it could be at a trial where you apply Fatal Dice to the Kuliyama. That's not the way to do it. Or for this person, it is. It's a trial to be aware of.
He's not a
speaker
healed, then he wouldn't write that way.
Mm-hmm. But right now, it's just Derek. That's right. How do you apply Derek in the...
If you broke the Roach, then you had to write that way, but it's supposed to look like that. So if you're not, that's not the way you would write
it. Good score.
Okay. The mafrico, which is the elbow. I don't know how you write with your elbow, but I'll leave it on this part of the elbow. Yeah. Right, putting the pen like that. All right, sure. Okay. Rashi. The Riach Yadam. Begav Yadam on the top part of the hand. Shiachas Tahakumos. He takes the pen, the expo top, for half of Yadav in the Katav. And he turns his hand over and he writes. Marfiko is Asile Yadav, which I really didn't know, but I looked up at the elbow. Okay. Katav Agabi Ketav, I'm sorry, before that. Katav Ot Echad, if you wrote one letter, Somech Liktav. Meaning, on Erev Shabbat, someone wrote a letter, an Aleph, and you really needed a bait next to that Aleph to finish it off. On Shabbat, no, you wrote the bait next to it, Zug, on that. It'll be Potter. You didn't do the Yisid writer. It's a Hab, meaning maybe that you finished something off. Katav Ot Echad, Somech Liktav. Katav Agabi Katav. If you wrote on the top of the letters, you didn't write anything new, but you just wrote on top of the letters. Nikavim Liktov Ket, you wrote a Ket, meaning you wrote your two Zions, and for whatever reason, you didn't put the roof on top. A Ket is in the Torah scrolls, if you notice it. It's two Zions with the roof on top of it. So he wrote the two Zions, and he didn't put the Ket on top of it. Is that called writing two letters? Big question over here for the Sofrim. Ketavari. Ketavari is a Vav sign. And yet the Gemara explicitly says over here, he wanted to write a Chet, who Ketav Beit Zainim, and he didn't put the roof on. Okay, they answered up. They have ways of answering the Gemara. Echad Ba'arz Echad Ba'kor. He wrote the Aleph on the ground of the house, and the Beit on the ceiling. Remember, before we had the two walls facing each other. Over here is one in one place, one in the other place. Al Beit Kotli Abayit, on the north and the south wall of the house. Al Shnei Dafi Pinkas, on two different pages of the Pinkas. The Einahadim Zainzah, and you can't, they're not together, and you don't notice it in the review of the Pinkas that they're together. All these cases is Patur. Rashi, Ketav Odechad Somech Liktav, Eitzel Ot HaKetuva Zivug Ot Lashlim Lashtayim. You wrote next to the one it should be next to finish off the two. Ketav Agavi Ketav. Ha'avya Kulamot Al Otiot HaKetuvim Kevar V'chatshem. He writes on letters that were already written just to renew them, to make it new again. Nitzkavi Lektov Che. V'dilug HaKulamot and the pen skipped. Below Nira HaGag, if you don't see the Gag Al Achet, Elishnei HaRaglanim, you see that just the two legs. The Nerek Yishtei Zayim. These are two Zayim. All these cases will be Pater. Al Shnei Kotli Abayit. She'ein Ad Mitzo, not in the corner. Al Shnei Dafi Pinkas. She'asay Amudim Kimegila. They have two, in the ledgers, two rows, like a Megillah. The Kadav Ot B'Amud Zer. The Oto B'Zer. V'ini Yachal Lekarvam Elim Kin Yachtov. I wrote it one on this corner, and one on this corner. Remember the case before is I wrote it on the corner next to each other. Over here I write on two different corners. I can't see that they're together unless I cut and paste. Right, unless I cut the hefsek shebinayim. I cut the hefsek with them. Boy, didn't look closely if I the same thing when you write on the walls of the house. The chokim zem is there, they're distance from each other. The town of Eretz Shnei Kotli Abayit. The Mishnah wrote Shnei Kotli Abayit. The stama ain't naharim zem. The stama, you're not going to notice them together. The heart of the Tanish Shnei Tafi Pinchas, why do we print both? For within Lakodli Abayit, for the Lozu Alzu Katani, it seems like there's extra dinim in the Mishnah, it's a way of writing Mishnahs of Lozu Alzu, not only this, but also this. You don't have to learn how to make the Yuki, the Yidushim over here, we just bring down the cases to make it explicit over here what's Alzu or not. Okay, more dinim in the Mishnah. Katav Ot Echad Notrikin. You wrote a Notrikin, meaning you wrote one letter. You wrote a Hey, and you wrote it for the name of Hashem. Or what was more likely written in the Beit Hamikdash, you had Tuf for Truma, Mems for Maisa. You had all these different things that they put on the Mishnayos and Shkalim, I think it is where it brings down. You write one letter, and you know it means a whole word. Okay? So what is that letter? Even though you wrote one letter, we know exactly what you're doing. You're writing a word. You're chayiv over here. So Kami poach you. Kami says no. Until you write two letters, and the Gemara will go into the machloket.
Kadavo lechad al shneid no al shem no trikin. She has a simon nekuda. Leah made a simon on it. Lamar shalahavim bar teva shleime kafe. You can understand that he wrote a whole teva, a whole letter on it. Gemara. Diu is diuta. Ink is the Aramaic diuta. Sam is sama. That's the Aramaic for it. Sikra. What is sikra? Omer Rava bar Rav Chana. Sakrata. I guess if you are fluent in Aramaic, you understand exactly what these words are. Shema, that's its name. Komos is kuma. Kankato, omer Rava bar Rav Chana, omer Shmuel. Korta is yesh kafe. These, I guess, were the common inks that they used in the days in the name spread. So they're writing in the Gemara to let you know exactly what inks are asur. Samarashi are fiment. Tikrata imne tzeveh adam. That's a red ink. Shetzovim var treating. That they used. Komas kumas saraf ilan. It's some kind of extract from a tree. Chartet yeshkafi is armanit. Okay, these are different inks. Over Chol Davar Shu Roshim, the Mishnah wrote in anything that leaves an impression. Leave to mind, what is this? The Chol Davar must be including something. What is it coming to include? Leave to mind, Leave to Yehu Detani, it's coming to include this case over here. Maybe Chananya Katzvu B'Meitaria. He wrote in Meitaria. What is Katzvu B'Meitaria? Dealing with a get. When you wrote, if you write a get in Meitaria, Yeshom in Minpri, it's a type of fruit juice. They show me making something. It's rainwater, which leaves an impression, but not a good one. If you write a cat, it's coming to include in Shabbos, the case of Rebbe Chananya, that if you wrote in Neitaria, meaning something that left a little impression, you could see what you're writing over here. The Epta Rashi says, May Efatim, called, and says some kind of fruit called.
Gold apple.
Gold apple.
Whatever that is.
Okay. These types of fruit juice that leave some kind of things. Kosher. Just like with a get, it will be kosher. Therefore, it's called a valid kitab, even though it's certainly not going to leave a big impression. Therefore, you'll be chayav on Shabbos. Tani Rav Chiya Katzvah, the Avak, the Shachor, or the Shichor, kosher. If you wrote the get in Avak, and if you look at Vachi, he learns the Avar, which is, I think, lead. You write with a lead pencil. The afod umachke kishuhu mishashit ofod ala kalaf. If you write in pencil is a valid type of get, and therefore, since it's a valid get in pencil, it will be a valid writing on Shabbos. Bishachu that's picham with cold, shikor, adrimnit, whatever that is, these are different types of things. They leave an impression. It's kosher to write a get from it. Therefore, if you write on Shabbos with it, you're also going to be chayav. I'm sorry that this is sorrow. The Mishnah says someone who scratches on his body words, he'll be chayav. Tanya. Omer l'Rav Eliezer. Okay, we had a machloket in the Mishnah. Rav Eliezer says you're chayav. Chachamim says you're potri. Omer Rav Eliezer l'Chachamim. V'halo ben satata ben pantina. Who? Omer Rav Chisda, Baal Satata, Boel, Pandira, Baal Papas, Ben Yehuda. You guys don't have the censored version with you? This Gemara is censored. Okay, I'm reading the censored version. I have the Sefer Chesronos HaShas over here. The whole part of our Gemara that's missing over here. So that was taken out, and we'll see why it was taken out. This is a famous censored Gemara. Let's see the Gemara the way we have it, and then I'll fill you in on what was taken out from the censors, and you'll agree that it was a good idea during the times that we've had with the church that they should have censored this Gemara. I'm sorry, I'll be sorry. Tanya, Omelan Rebbe Eliezer L'Chachamim. V'halo ben Satata. What about the case of Ben Satata? Who is Ben Satata? Hotzik Shafim Mitzrayim. He exported the witchcraft from Mitzrayim, the Srit Sha'al Bissar. He wrote it, he carved it on his body over there. And the answer, Omelo Shotahaya, don't bring me riots from Shotim. Ein Mavim Raya Min Shotim. You don't bring a riot from the Shotim. Rashi,
Hotzi Kishofim. There was this guy who brought out Kishofim. Shalaya Kala Hotziam Ketuvim. Shaya Khartumim Botkim Kola Yotzim Shul Yotzim Kishofim Lamdim Lidne Medina Kheret. Mitzrayim was famous for its witchcraft, for its Kishofim, and therefore they had export controls. They didn't want anyone bringing it out. Now the Mefarshim bring down that I don't know Hilchos Kishofim, but you have to have it written down on a cloth in order to use the cantillations or the types of things. Okay, it wasn't enough just to memorize it. It had to be written. And therefore, the magicians in Mitzrayim would check anyone leaving over there if they bring Kishofim from them and not teach other people over here. So this guy, Ben Satata, wrote the Kishofim and he brought it out of Mitzrayim. And with Kishofim, he was able to do certain tricks. So the fact that someone was able to walk on water, is it fact or fiction? It doesn't bother us. If a person knows Kishofim and he walks on water, okay, big deal. We have other people doing this. Baba Salih was able to pour Arak and keep on going. No one ever claimed that he was a Mashiach because of that. No one claimed he was a Kishof either. The fact that people can do Nitzim, especially in the old days, is no right for anything. Especially we have a Gemara over here that the Ben Satta actually exported witchcraft. He was able to do things, tricks, stuff like that. Shotahaya. Shetut Hayabola Sot Masha Ain Derek Bnei Adam Osim. It was stood what he did over here, that he did something that other people don't do. It seems that there's a question over here going on whether it has to be on a cloth or even on butter. It could be that this thing didn't even help him that he wrote it on his flesh. It has to be written on cloth. Umata Nafshua Adava, and he was willing to give to be mysterious nefesh, to bring such a thing out from the tribe by writing a thing. We don't bring writings from Sota. There's no vine over here that you do streaks on your arm that you could, that it's called writing. Could be that it's just people don't do it. Toso. Ben Satata. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, who is this Ben Satata? Again, this is a censored Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi sends everything says, but let's just see what we have over here. Is he left enough information that we can figure it out on our own? Ben Satata, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Daha Ben Satata Yamrina Naka Dahavi Bei Papas Ben Yehuda. He was the name day of Papas Ben Yehuda. Let me ask you guys a question. If you're going to say someone lived in a generation, which generation are you going to, let's say? In the days of Papa Ben Yehuda, Papa Ben Yehuda, or Rebbe Akiva? Who's more famous? Rebbe Akiva. Why does Tosfot have to say, oh, this is the Ben Satata that was in the days of Papa Ben Yehuda, that was in the days of Rebbe Akiva? Like we learned in the Gemara, in Brochos, remember Papa Ben Yehuda said to Rabbi Akiva, why are you teaching public Torah publicly? The authorities are going to get you. And Rabbi Akiva brought down the famous mussel of the fox with the fish and the sea over there. That was Papa Ben Yehuda. Why does Tosfot say in the day of Papa Ben Yehuda? Just say in the days of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara in Kitten, that there are different deos, people are with food and they are with their wives. It's not going to go just the Kitten Gemara. There's a certain day that people have with food that a fly falls into the cup. Some people will throw the cup out. Some people just take, which is not the right way to do it. Some people take a spoon and take the fly out. And some will smack the length nuts and drink it. That's the way people are with food. Same thing with people are with their wives. Some people have the wife, like the guy with the spoon. He lets his wife talk, family members, whatever, talk on the phone and everything. There's the kind of person who would smack, that would drink it with it, let his wife the preachers wherever she goes. And then there's another meter, and it says the meter of Papas Ben Yehuda. What did Papas Ben Yehuda did? He was the guy that would throw out the whole drink over there. He would lock his wife in the house whenever he left, and therefore she couldn't have any association with anyone. You know what the end was with Papas Ben Yehuda's wife there in Gideon? She was Madonna. She was Madonna. That's the night that he tried so hard to lock her up, it was almost cruel. She was Madonna. Who is this wife of Papas Ben Yehuda? So the Gemara is going on here. She's called Miriam Magdala. Sorry, the Nashi. Miriam Magdala or Miriam Magdalene that we bring down over here. This was the wife of Papas Ben Yehuda. Tosfot, even though it's censored over here, let us know that this is the day of Papas Ben Yehuda. Not that Papas Ben Yehuda was the father over here. In the days of Papas Ben Yehuda, there was this Ben Satata who was Lechora, the son of Papas Ben Yehuda, because his wife was the one who gave birth to him. We have a Gemara in Gittin that says who this exactly was. Now, the censored version brings it much more meforsh, that this Gemara is talking about Yeshu over here. That Yeshu was, and it says, the Gemara says that straight out, his mother was Miriam Magdala, his wife was Miriam, the hairdresser, right? Like we says in Pumpadisa, and that she was Mizana. And the son was Ben Sata, the Lashon Sata means a Sota, a Lashon of going away over here. He's the Ben Sata, this is the mouser that had Kishuv from the shrine that was brought down. And again, you can learn it out from a Gemara. It's an explicit Gemara in the Sefer Chesronos Shalsha.